Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahuchiste with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Modi says trade deal with US reflects India's measured approach to global trade negotiations. Naglin to launch drive to digitize old birth and debt records from February 5. Naglin felicitates 20 schools for cleanliness and green initiatives. And state government revises media accreditation rules, expanding coverage to digital freelance journalists. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's landmark trade agreement with the United States is the result of sustained patience. He said this while addressing NDA MPs at the parliamentary party meeting today. According to sources, Mr. Modi said the trade deal has created an economic environment and reflected the government's consistent and measured approach to global trade negotiations. The Prime Minister said the world order is changing and its trajectory is increasingly tilting towards India. The India-US trade agreement, which lowers US tariffs on Indian goods to 18% from the current 25%, has drawn praise from various union ministers and trade associations. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that the India-US trade deal is a historic and forward-looking trade agreement that places India's national interest at the center. He added that the trade deal strengthens the country's position in the global economy. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, the minister highlighted that this agreement will create new opportunities for farmers, fishermen, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs and the youth across rural and urban India.
युवा युवतियों को जो नए अवसर मिल रहे हैं जो हमारा उद्योग तेज गति से आगे प्रगति करने के लिए तट पर है जो नए नए क्षेत्र आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस हो सेमीकंडक्टर्स हो क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स हो नए नए अति आधुनिक जो क्षेत्र खुल रहे हैं उसमें जो हमें यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स ऑफ अमेरिका से मदद मिल सकती है जो वहां से हमें सामान मिल सकता है हाई क्वालिटी हाई परफॉर्मेंस डेटा सेंटर्स भारत में आ सकते हैं.
The minister said that under the deal, India's agricultural interests have been fully safeguarded and no compromise has been made on the livelihoods of the farmers. The Naglin Directorate of Economics and Statistics will conduct a special drive for online registration and digitization of old manual birth and death certificates across the state from February 5 to 20. During this period, citizens with old manual birth or death certificates may approach the concerned registrars to have their records officially registered and digitized. The drive will cover all registration units in Naglin and aims to streamline vital records into the digital system, making them more secure, accessible and officially recognized for future use. For assistance or queries, individuals may contact the helpline number 700-540-4269 during office hours. The Naglin government has notified the Naglin News Media Accreditation Revised Rules 2025 following cabinet approval conveyed on December 18th last year. The revised rules expand the scope of accreditation to include satellite channels, electronic and digital media, freelancers and technicians associated with electronic media. The new provisions aim to align with the evolving media landscape and be more inclusive by ensuring broader representation of journalists engaged in news dissemination and media services. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The state-level felicitation program for Swachh Evam Harit Vidyalaya rating, SHVR 2025-26, was held today at the Directorate of School Education, Kohima, in collaboration with Samagra Shiksha Naglin. During the program, 20 schools from across the state were honored for excellence in cleanliness, hygiene and environmental initiatives, while 5 schools were nominated for the national level. Addressing the event, Secretary School Education Department and SCRT Mathang Tungoi highlighted that SHVR 2025-26 is a revitalized version of the Swachh Vidyalaya Puraskar, promoting sustainable practices in schools aligned with NEP 2020.
initiative promotes behavioral transformation, environmental sustainability, and climate resilience in school education through structured institutional parameter aligned with National Education Policy 2020 and India's vision for a clean, green, and inclusive environment. This program empowers schools to self-assess and improve across six key categories: water, toilet, hand washing, operation and maintenance, behavioral change and capital building, and mission life activities called the Eco Club.
Principal Director Shashank Pratap Singh emphasized the need to inculcate cleanliness and hygiene at the family level to build a future-ready society in line with a developed India by 2047. More than 2,500 schools participated in the SHVR 2025-26, with 51 qualifying at the district level, out of which 20 qualified at the state level. The five schools nominated for the national level are Kendriya Vidyalaya Tuli in Mogokchun, JNV Fitzuro in Peck, Assam Rifle School, Nagini Mora in Mon, DMI St. Joseph Global School Dimapur, and GHS Yachum in Longland District. The central government has said that a cyber forensic division is being established in Naglan along with similar facilities in Punjab and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. This was informed by Minister of State for Home Affairs Bandi Sanjay Kumar in a written reply in the Lok Sabha today. He said that 27 states and union territories already have cyber forensic labs, while Sikkim remains the only state without such a facility. In Lok Sabha today, 8 opposition MPs were suspended from the remaining part of the budget session for their unruly behaviour. These MPs are Manikam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja, Gurjit Singh Aujla, Hebe Eden, Dean Kuryakos, Prashant Padole and Kiran Kumar Reddy of Congress, and S. Venkatesan of CPIM. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the third adjournment at 3 p.m, the opposition MPs started protesting over various issues. The presiding officer objected to the MPs' conduct of throwing paper towards the chair. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju later moved a resolution seeking their suspension.
Make no move that this house
please be seated.
Taken a serious note of the misconduct of Sri Manikam Tagore, Sri Amrinder Singh Raja Waring, Sri Gurjit Singh Aulia, Sri Hebe Eden, Prashant Padole, Sri Deen Kariokos, S. Venkatesh, and Kiran Reddy, in utter disregard to the House and the authority of the Chair through reaching to the table of Secretary General and other officers in the well of the House and throwing papers on the Chair and having been named by the Chair, resolved that the above-mentioned members may be suspended from the services of the House for the remainder of the session under Rule 3742.
The House approved the resolution with voice vote. After that, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Akashvani Kohima has once again invited applications for filling up 11 posts of part-time correspondents, PTCs, in 11 districts of Nagaland. The districts include Chumukedema, Longland, Mellori, Mon, Noklak, Perin, Peck, Shamator, Twensang, Tseminyu and Zunheboto. The necessary details and prescribed proforma may be accessed from the www.newsonair.gov.in under the vacancy section issued on 19th December 2025. The last date of submission of applications is 20th of February 2026. Naglan is set to host the Under-13 Asmita Zonal Football League 2025-26 for the East Zone. The tournament will kick off on February 5 at the Chumukedema Football Stadium. Organised under the Asmita and Khelo India initiatives, the league aims to promote grassroots football and identify young talent. Currently, zonal leagues are being conducted across 4 zones: North, South, East and West. The East Zone includes Tripura, Assam, Mizoram, Sikkim and hosts Nagaland. Winners and runners-up from each zonal league will advance to the national round of the Asmita Football League 2025-26. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Modi says trade deal with US reflects India's measured approach to global trade negotiations. Naglan to launch drive to digitize old birth and debt records from February 5. Naglan felicitates 20 schools for cleanliness and green initiatives. And state government revises media accreditation rules, expanding coverage to digital freelance journalists. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.